So we left off yesterday, just trying to get a little bit of a better understanding as to what the Rashba thinks about this major topic, about whether the dinim of Gittin Davchav spill over to Chashabbos. That's what everything we've been talking about for the last 3 days. The Ran was the one who convinced us that Shabbos Tochud and Gittin Tochud, and the Ran gave us two reasons why, either Blachis Bach Shabbos or because Bachal Mas Lichtov. They should move to another one for good luck, of it's no better, no worse than Roshem. And we thought that the Rashba disagreed. Not only do we think, the Ram thought the Rashba disagreed. The simple reason the Rashba is that he disagreed, because the Rashba on Asugya is quick to say, he's a Nachak Teiches. Why not? I don't know, I'll let you know whether. He's a Nachak Teiches. Reish is a Dalzish Kach Teiches. Ches and Zayin is nothing's Kach Teiches here, says the Rashba. And the fact that the Rashba turned the world upside down is pretty indicative of the fact that he thought that if it would have been Kach Teiches, it would have been Potter and Shabbos, which would be, again, the antithesis of the Ram. That's what everybody thought for till about 100 years ago or so. And then came to Devi Cheskel, discovered America. Comes to Devi Cheskel, we know for a fact that the Rash besides the Rishonim, that Roshem, you got the air of him, that Roshem is Chayev on Shabbos. How do I know that? So I connected the dots, I collected all the information. I put together a Rashba siding with Rav Haigon's Pshat against Rashi's Pshat and Shtei Simbadios, and the Rambam about the Lochim Reishim, Bezez Roshim Reishim. I put a whole lot of Megillah together yesterday that the Rashba's on the team of those who say Reishim is time of Shabbos. And the Beis Shmuel convinced us, the other Shabbat out yesterday, that if Roshim's Chayim, how in the world can Chag Teiches be any less of an act of Ksiva than Roshim? It doesn't make any sense. The nonsensical emoji with the dollar sign is Kesev. So you're going to tell me that a letter that was scratched is Nishkin Geisim? This is mamish absurd. So now we're not picking. Now we're mamish in the corner, because the Rashba was the big believer that Chag Teiches is a Poter and Shabbos, yet the Rashba is the big believer that Roshim is Chayev. So we're missing a piece of this puzzle over here. There's definitely more than a letter missing from this sefer right now. So it comes to Yecheskel and says, the answer to this riddle lies in another riddle. The riddle was the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet. A whole sugya, except all time of learning, you know, we get sidetracked. Then go back to the basics, go back to the source, look at the Gemara, and if you understand really what the Gemara is saying, then all of a sudden you'll re-look at the sugya through a whole set of eyes. That's what Devi Cheskel did. He just went back to the Gemara. That was the old way of learning. He just went back to the Gemara. So the Gemara gives, the Gemara started out with a kasha. Tano, no, let's walk it through it. I say, Tano, what? Higia, what? Yos Achas Chayev. Frank the Gemara, Hashta Kaysev Azachas Potter Higiyah Azachas Chayev. That was the kasha. It's inconceivable that Isaac should be Chayev fixing up another kibbutz. It's such a Kavachan kibbutz. You're right. And for the Gemara, Chomai Skidon, called the Natle Lagagi the Chas Vasosh Dei Zainan. So now I understand the Bryce. The Lashna Bryce, Higiyah Osachas is correct, because it's Osachas on the table right now. But Yechaya, because you turn the Osachas into Beis Hashem. So I understand the nuance of the Brisa, I understand the answer to Kasha, how can it be Chayv less than twice? Everything is Hamki Dor. But now the Gemara gives another Kimta. Second Kimta is, no, another one. First answer is good, another answer. Hachamai Skinam did not lay Letagi the Dalad Basar Reish. So it started out there was a Dalad there. It's supposed to say a Reish, so it's supposed to say, I don't know, it's supposed to say Vayedaber, and it says Vayedabed. So that's all right. So the guy simply erased a little bit of the dalet, turns it into a resh, and shalom Yisrael. And now it's chayav on Shabbos. What's the glaring kasha?
Like that's one letter.
One letter. So who was sensitive to that kasha? Who's the first one to realize that problem? Rashi was. Rashi says. Rashi says. Oh, by the way, hochamai skinon. Here comes the rokimta. Hochamai skinon. It's what? It's be sefer. Hashem is a sefer. There's one letter missing for the entire sefer. It's a perfect work. It's a work mavish itself for $10,000. Except it says vayidabed. So by removing that shmitchik with the back of the dalad slash resh, he was machshas a sefer. Oh, Rash says, by the way, if you know anything about Kais ben Shabbos, although it's true that Kais Shteyesis is absolute necessity, chayk lo yavo, there are no exceptions to the rule. Guess what? There are exceptions to all, not exceptions. Lahashem is a sefer shayid. The Mashav is a sefer, even by Sachas is Chayav. Now, before we understand how that applies, it just does that make any sense to you? What kind of halacha is it? Lashav is it? Isn't there a halacha called Beis Eisis? I mean, there wasn't that the shir of Ches Beis Yosef is Chayav. So why does everything change if it's the last letter in the Sefer? So clearly what the Gemara is telling us is the Yisoy. What's the Yisoy logic? What do you mean by that? Let's say a little more than that. Almost there.
Would the Shtei Osir need to write a word, or would it just be two random letters?
What?
Would the Shtei Osir, so they need to write a word?
It has to be something, some kind of a connection to the letters, yeah. Why is Lahashim as a Sefer different?
Shtei Osir was like minimum when you're not doing classic writing. It was like defining what is writing. No one would go and say that finishing a sefer is not writing. No one would say that's writing.
We're getting there. I'm looking for one word. Tikkun is good, but that's what we talk about. Lachas Machmas Patish. So I want to know what word am I searching for here? So close. What halachic word would you like to say? We'll go around the room. Everyone say your favorite halachic word.
Content?
Come on.
Migo. Now that I just got as a Baba Basha, can't get Baba Basha out of the guy. How about the word chashivos? Significance. Ever think about why is there a halacha of Kaiser Bezesius? Like my high. Well, let's get another question. If I carry on Shabbos, if I carry a speck on Shabbos, I'm not chayav. But if I carry a certain amount, I'm chayav. Anyone know what that certain amount is? How much do I have to carry to be chayav on Shabbos? It's a trick question. What? Well, who said what?
It depends on what it is.
So that's the entire perek hamotziyayin. If you carry wine, the shear is this. If you carry bread, the shear is this. If you carry a safe, the shear is this. If you carry ink, the shear is this. You carry wood, the shear is this. You carry clay, the shear is this. You carry cotton, the shear is this. Where did all the shear come from? Well, Har Sinai, went through every single material in the world and told Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, what is the nature of the shear?
Whatever is the minimum amount that someone
paid. Oh, so say the word. This is chashuv. Usually a shear of kamus, a shear of quantity, is a defining feature, just how significant it is. What am I going to do with a half a piece of wood that can? What am I going to do with a drop of clay? What am I going to do with a piece of glass? But if it's big enough, and that's what the Mishnah describes, it's big enough to do this with, it's big enough to do that with, it's big enough to do this with, big enough to do that with. So that's the shear. So all the shearim in Chashavis are shearim defining chashivos. So it could be that's the shear of Esaisias, that you write one letter, what do you do? So you wrote Aleph. Did you ever notice, in contrast to English, there is no word in Lashon HaKodesh that is one letter? Ever think about that? Am I right? That's the only one that's a close possibility. Even that's a joke. Come on, it's still part of the other. Come on. If you put that hey separate, it wouldn't be Lashon. I mean, it's part of the word. It's just like a separate entity. Ha Lashon. But think about it. Just for a second, think about it. There's no A, there's no I. In English, there are only two words that have one letter. A and I. Is there anything else? I don't mean like, you know, I love you, you know, with the U. No, not even like, you know, a real word. Okay? So, the Chor, the Shir of Ezeisius, because that's the Shir of an expression, that's the Shir of accomplishment, that's the Shir of something significant, that's the Shir of Chashivas. What the Gemara is telling us is that Lahashra to say for Shiny is that what it's lacking in quantity, it is making up in quality. It is accomplishing an amazing feat. It is so chashuv on its own rights because, hey, this is the difference between the Sefer Posel and Sefer Kosher. This is a completed job and this is an incomplete job. So the whole nature of the Shir, the whole nature of the Vort of Shiurim is to get chashivas. What the Teshuvah has explained to us is that chashivas of quantity can sometimes be accomplished with different means to chashivas in quality.
So why is the Shir only the chashivas a sefer and not like to finish off a word?
So you have to figure out what's called the Shir chashivas. So you need a lot of ruach hakodesh, a lot of siyata d'shmaya to figure out. So chazal mishayer that to finish a sefer, that's a real chashivas. Finish a word, that's not enough of chashivas.
So where does the concept of chashivas come from?
So the chora, this is what the halacha sidei of shirin was. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that when you do malacha on Shabbos, it's not enough just to do a quick, you know, chick chak something. It has to be something of some degree of chashivas. How do you define chashivas? And you have all the things. So by kaitzer, the Gemara says in Shabbos, could go by kaitzer. If you're kaitzer for food, the shear is gregarious. If you're kaitzer to feed an animal, the shear is kamal agdi. If you're kaitzer for other things, the shear is different. So those, it's the common phenomena. But guess what? It's not only a common phenomena for Shabbos. It's actually true in other areas of shurim as well. Anyone know? Where else do we have a parallel halacha? The same type of halacha. It's very important in learning to identify like patterns. If you haven't noticed, we try to do that once in a while. You identify patterns in halacha, identify similarities in different areas of halacha, and understand which halachas are linked to each other, which are different from halacha. This is all medam milsonos. This is all kipol mimchadav la mishpat. This is what you're supposed to do when you learn. To try to, you know, understand different categories and see how do all the pieces of the puzzle interlock. What do you have another area of halacha? We have shirim. There are quantities, and then all of a sudden qualities take on, what? Achila, what's the shia of Achila? I mean, shia for Achila. Bechol susuros, mitzvahs. Shia is always what? Shia is always the kezayas, right? Are there any exceptions to that rule? Yeah. The Mishnah says a berry. The Mishnah didn't interpret Maseches Brachos. A berry is different. Why is a berry different? My eye? Why is it? Because it's a whole thing. It's a whole creature by the Rebbeinu Shalom Olam. When you have, you know, half a 3 crumbs of a slice of pizza on Pesach, well, that's chashir, that's nothing. But when you talk about the Yisro Shrotzim, I have an entire ant here. I got an entire fly here. I got an entire thing created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. And now you have to figure out, how do you magdir? The same way that on the Shabbos, it's not always so easy to tell what's called chashir, what's not called chashir. How do Chazal figure out that a sentence is chashir, a sentence is not chashir? So you have to understand the Dini HaTorah really, really well. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of years ago in Chulin, we spent a lot of time figuring out what's called a beria. In order to be a beria, who remembers quickly from 4 years ago? In order to be a beria. Some Rishonim said it has to be Shmaya Lov. Some Rishonim said it has to be Beresh Neshama. It has to perhaps be somebody that was alive at one time, right? Some Rishonim, right? If the beria gets the Srasig, it's not called a beria. If you chop off a leg, it's not called the beria anymore. There it did. What? The grape store, yeah, a lot of that. So beria is a way of measuring qualitatively what is lacking quantitatively.
If the whole basis of these others is based on the fact that there's no word Hebrew, it's only one letter,
English. Yeah, I just said that, you're right. Look at that, man, it's an interesting thing you said. I just said that as just an interesting phenomena, you know, about the number two. You know, I'm not sure that it was strange, just a second. If you write just I, you're right. Whatever. So, but anyone else know another area? It's also achila related, but it's the same pizmin. There's a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. How much you have to eat in the sukkah in order to be chayav in sukkah? So here it's talking out a din of achila. It's a din of Torah. Doesn't say b'sukkos tolch l'shivas yom. What does it say? B'sukkos teish l'shivas yom. It's a din of yeshiva. So what does yeshiva mean? The Torah Rabbah says, what does Chassidim say? Taduru. So how much food constitutes an act of dira? I'm not talking about hukhas achil anymore, I'm talking about hukhas dira. So Taisa explains, dira is always defined by those actions that you would do in your house, things that you don't generally do in the street. So if you think about it, why do you have a house? What do you need a house for? See, a young couple's getting married, right? So they're looking for an apartment. What do you need an apartment for? It's so much cheaper without an apartment. You could just sit, right? A lot of people do that. They're out, just sit in the park. Well, what do you need an apartment for? So you fundamentally need an apartment for 2 activities. If you think about it, what else do you do in your house? Sleep in your. What else do you do? What else do you do? Where do you learn to be Spanish? Do your computer work? You come to your office. What do you need an apartment for? To sleep and eat. That's what the Torah Shabbat says. That's the midst of a superstitious person. You have to do it. But what kind of eating? I need an apartment to eat. Depends on what I'm going to eat. So if I'm just, you know, I don't know, grabbing an apple on the run, a guy's grabbing a cup of coffee or something, what does he need an apartment for? Well, he'll walk into his car, but he'll sip his cup of coffee and then munch it on his, munch it on his apple. What does he need an apartment for? You just sit down and have dinner. Dinner, you sit down and eat dinner. You eat dinner on the run like that. You don't do that. We have cars, so our cars like our houses. That's a different story, but that's a different business. But you don't run in the street by shuk, but you're not supposed to. You're supposed to sit around. It's not mechubad. Most normal people don't do that. there are some exceptions to that rule. Certain schools that are on 186th Street, but we'll leave that there. You know, when you see people running back and forth with slices of pizza, that's not supposed to happen. But in theory, you're supposed to eat like a bench and a table in the house with a roof and walls and doors, etc. So Chazal said that even those kinds of foods, like bread, which is usually a very meal kind of a food, if you have a very, very small amount of it, it's not really a dira. It's not really a nice dira. What's the shiur? So therefore the shiur has to be what? Kibetz of Eid. Right? So the whole shiur of Kibetz of Eid is also a way of defining chashivas. These are chashivas that kedidim. Comes around and it's like a sukkah, it says, and the first night of sukkahs, the Torah says you have to eat in the sukkah. Well, that in and of itself grants chashivas. What's lacking in quantity is made up in quality. The tzivi ha-toyra gufa transforms a one kazayas into less than a kazayas. That's already too unchoshev. Even the Torah can't do that. But it's already a kazayas, and it's ot choshev, not quite enough. When it's lacking in quantity of a couple of morsels of bread, we'll make up the din ha-toyra. Famous Rad, we'll set this up in that. We're just highlighting that we find in different areas of halacha that chashivos can change the rules. Chashivas could change the names of the game a little bit. That there are certain objective shiurim and chashivas, and then there are a certain degree a little bit of subjective shiurim and chashivas. It's almost like mashal. You ready to give mashal? You might as well give us mashal also. Even when the realm of machos asuras, in order to be chayav for machos asuras, forget about quantity, it has to be a certain what? A certain quality of food. What's the shear of quality of food to say this is a chosh of a thing that I'm doing? That's the royal achilus ger. That's the royal achilus adam. That's the ger shem shrech dinav acholah. So Torah is saying you take a piece of food that smells bad, tastes bad, it's half rotten already. So that's not an achilah chashuvah b'torah. But the nature that halacha is stemming from chashivas. That's why the Rosh says, "Be yitzchak berakah b'sechas p'sachim." What if I like this food? I love it. I'm putting my napkin in my lap and I'm got my fork and knife going and sitting and eating the rotten piece of meat. It's not tonight's wedding from the marina. It's not last night's Shmuel's wedding. It's from 6 months ago. So I'm sitting, I love it. I love spoiled sesame chicken. Do me something. I love it. So I'm sitting here and getting myself good and sick, but I'm having a great time. So says the Rosh, Maseches Pesachim, Min HaTorah, that's not called Choshev. You know why? That there are certain objective criteria within the subjective chashivas. But if you personally say it's chashiv, how can we say it's not chashiv? So therefore, Chazal smacked us with a what? With an issur derabbanan called achshavei. If a person goes ahead and he personally is showing that this meat, this spoiled sesame chicken, is chashiv to him, so we can't ignore that on a level of derabbanan. That's the nature of the din derabbanan. So with the Beis Din HaGadol, one fine day, and we're trying to figure out what should we do about this guy who spoiled chicken from sesame, from last month's marina shrimp. What should we do with this guy? Min HaTorah, it's not choshev. But the Rabbanan doesn't look right. So with the Rabbanan, they instituted a very, very subjective kind of action. It's all the same picture. It's all the same form. So what's going on in Iran, Nuchas Sukkah, what's going on in Nuchas Kashas, what's going on in Nuchas Kizayas and Berias, and what's going on in Nuchas Kizayas is similar notions of there are certain objective shiurim of chashivas, and there are certain factors that can make up for lack of chashivas. Again, the areas of lachadat are identical. This is achilas, this is kezayis, this is kebetza, this is kebetza, this is shteyesis. They're not identical, but there is a theme of this. The halachas are connected. There is some kind of a pattern that's emerging here from these dini atzara. Dini atzara are one unit. Nidimura echad, it's all part of one tesserim tibimim.
One thrashing
system
that you're talking about, say, one layer that's chashuv. Why does it need to be two
letters?
Why would Chesed need to be two
letters
if one
letter? Wait, hold on. So Rashi threw in for good luck. Hachav la'eskinan, you know, it's a lahash versus sefer. So far, so good. I'm going to ask you a further question now. Okay, now that we've just developed this din deraisa, this is skila, guys. This is not a joke. This is going to make or break where the guys chayav skila, lahash versus sefer. The same way we saw Nuchas Beria, it's not always so easy to define what exactly makes a beria. Well, in the Ran HaChasukah, does a mitzvah Torah make it into a davar chashuv? Some Rishonim said, yeah, the Ran himself wasn't even so sure. Let's stop it around about the shayla. when it came to Achshavim, the Rabbanim. It's not always so simple to know at what point are we comfortable saying that we've crossed that threshold of Chashivos on the level of the Araisa, even though we don't have the absolute numbers that we were looking for, but that's okay. There are other ways of creating that level of Chashivos. So L'Hashma has a Sefer for something to go with, but even within L'Hashma has a Sefer, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know what's called a Sefer. I need to find a Sefer. I can define a Sefer one of two ways. Depends how from I am.
Okay?
Or as it goes from, depends how. That's my cultural approach to different things. So some people say, what's a Sefer? If you ask a brisket, what's a Sefer? What would tell you? Too much. Wait, what's a Sefer? Give me a Sefer. It didn't Sefer. Get the Sefer's drum with the Asa. It's not a Sefer. Why is it a Sefer? Turn it says, Sefer Torah is this. It's not a Sefer. What? Sometimes Megillah, maybe if Nichtab a Sefer, it's not a Sefer. I say Geras also, the Geras Sefer, the Great Geras. I told you my grandson's Chiddush, right? With the Gimel Gita. It's a Din Sefer. What else? Sefer Yirmiyos, it didn't say for any kaisla sefer b'diyoy. Kisvei HaKodesh, Yechav Dalat Svorim. So it's a din say, Sefer Yeshua is a sefer. Sefer Shoftim is a sefer. Sefer Shmuel is a sefer. Not Shmuel Aleph, not Shmuel Beis. Sefer Shmuel is a sefer. Melachim is a sefer. Devarim is a sefer. Some Goyish printer decided that it was too long to put into one volume, so it became known as Samuel 1 and Samuel 2. So for some strange reason, we picked that up from the Goyim. Nobody knows why. In those days, there's no Shmuel Aleph, no Shmuel Beis, and Sefer Shmuel. Everyone knows that? Right? ABC's Tanakh, Intro to the Bible? Okay. So those are Svarim. I'll tell you a secret. Not only those Svarim, but there's a really good reason why the Hashem is a Sefer is so important. Because if you have a Sefer Torah missing a letter, that's really bad. I'll tell you a secret. If you have a Sefer Yirmiyahu missing a letter, it's also pretty bad. Even if you're not so firm, you don't even learn from class. It's just a bad thing. Why is that bad? There's some halachic reason why that's not appropriate. The Pasuk says it. The Pasuk says it. That you're not supposed to have Svarim that a Chaserim. It's not right. It's a zeal for the Messiah. You're supposed to correct this. If you have a mistake, the Savior fixes it. That's supposed to have Svarim floating around that are missing letters. The Rashi writes that a sefer for the purposes of l'hashma sefer means a halachic sefer which carries with it the prohibition of a tashke melacha avlo. Does the sefer? Let's say a guy's got a book. Give me a book. Give me a name for another book. I don't want a sefer. I'm going to have an English book. You name your book. I'll let you name any book you want.
Moby George.
Curious George. I like Curious George. Okay. So imagine like this: Curious George, and this is what it says. Curious George was curious. All right, and it says the man with the big yellow hat. And it doesn't say hat. It doesn't say hat. And a guy comes in Shabbos morning. If it's an H, what do you say about that? So Rashi would say that's a big joke. There's no issue of Tashmacha Avlo. And then if the guy with the big yellow hat, we don't even know his name. Anyone know his name? No, he knows his name. No name. Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
No name. What? No. There's a big yellow hat. Anyone know who wrote it, by the way? Curious George. Anyone wrote it? Curious George. It's an unbelievable Muslim wrote. Unbelievable Muslim wrote. H. Ray. H. Ray. Where are they from? Where are they born? What was it in Germany? What? It says Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Which is? They're running away from the Nazis. They're running away from the Nazis. They're less than the 30, right? 35. How do they carry the books of Curious George, the manuscripts of Curious George? Good Muslim, not just that Muslim of them. back of bicycles. They had written these like manuscripts they had. I don't think they were published yet, whatever it was. They had these cartoon things and everything. And they realized they had to run away for their lives. So they wanted to take whatever they could take. They were running for their lives from the Nazis in the mid-30s. So whatever they could take. So I think they biked to France. No? What?
They built the bicycles themselves.
And they biked to France, I think. Not mistaken. Eventually they made their way to America. So the only thing they were thinking, what should we take that's going to possibly be of any significance for us? And they were really into these Courage, Joy, the Man of the Old Hat. And they took like the band, like the original, you know, sovereign of this, they threw in the back of their bicycles. And eventually made the man. We came, you know, became the most popular children's series around. So what does that show you? It shows that that Asher Mishabal Kap Tabur Biyadai, the Gemara says, that then Lassa Love Rachel, Rachel says, the guy comes to El Mabah, Asher Mishabal Kap Tabur Biyadai. What's the Tabur Biyadai? I was always bothered that Kasha. Asher Mishabal Kap Tabur Biyadai. I should say, Asher Mishabal Kap Tabur Biyadai. What?
No.
Tabur Biyadai. It means Biyadai, so Pasuk says that Yaakov brought Esav, Minabah Biyadai, Minchal Esav Achiv. So Chazal say, what's Minabah Biyadai? The jewels, Dom Sha'ad, the Machzik Biyada. At the end of the day, the most important thing that you have to hold on to with your hands, the thing that you won't trust to anybody, you won't even put in your pocket, you hold on to it, obviously your hands, whatever's chashiv to you. So Asher Mishabal Kaf Tabur Biyada means that when you come to the other MS, if they could say about you, Tamud Biyada, that your Torah was the only thing you could walk away from this world with is your Torah. It's the only thing you bought it to take with you. You're running to the next world. You're running to France. You're building your bicycles and going to France. You pick the most important thing in your life. So if the most important thing in your life is a monkey in Africa with a man with a yellow hat, so that's what you take with you. And if the most important thing in your life is the Sanskrit and Dafra from Ralph, that's what you take with you as well. That's important. What's the money? They made a lot of money there. You guys probably wondering how I knew that, right? Come on, it's right there. Just have a look in between the lines. It's a very curious church. Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway. All right. All right. But so back to that story. What were we up to? I forgot. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, Rashi was considered a safer.
Oh, safe. Yeah, very well. That's right. I forgot about the marshal. Okay. So if it's missing the H, it's missing the H. It's not as bad. How does the world come to an end? On the other hand, you get to print the book. Without the A, they're going to say, you know, they're going to send it back for a mistake. This is not like some yeshivish, you know, publishing company. This is like, come on, it's a real company. It's got to come on. You don't want to print books with mistakes in them. Is that enough chashivos? It's not like Zerushay. Some Yishayim say, well, Hashem is a safer. It doesn't have to be such an ayah. It doesn't have to be a tire safer. It could be a Mata safer also. Moby Dick, Captain Ahab. If it only says Captain Ahab and didn't say Captain Ahab, it's a big problem. Right? You know the point. You have to be keyed to everything. You got to know. Ahab also. Am I right? Am I right? Captain Ahab, don't you? Right? Moby Dick, you never heard of Moby Dick? Isn't he the guy? Captain Ahab? I have him. Okay, good. So bottom line, is a major place of Rishonim. According to the Rishonim, who learn that the only thing that constitutes enough chashivos is a sefer, what does that mean? That means that it has to be a sefer that's royal lekach to learn from, to read from, to say after. It's got to be a kosher sefer. If you learn the Ma'adotik version, the post 3 o'clock or fast post 11 o'clock, whatever your ends. If you learn the afternoon pshat, that even a secular book is good enough. Then I don't care whether somebody filled in the H, the kasherus. It doesn't really matter because just the fact that's a secular book that's not complete, and now you complete it, that's the chashivus. But if you go down the halachic, Rashi was looking at the world, look at the world through the eyes of Allah, it's got to be a sefer from Kisri HaKadosh, with Nichtam HaSefer, with Sefer HaTorah, with Atash HaKa'av, the whole 9 yards. So then the only time you would say that Yechai Rashi was a sefer, if the sefer is written by kashrus, right? Right? Pashtus, right? Come to the Vyachas, though, and says, now we know exactly what the Rashba is talking about. The Rashba is the Kasha of the Gemara. Hey, wait a second. How could the Gemara say that you're chayav for chopping off the back of the dalet and turning it to a reish? We all know that there's no two oisius there. So we all know, like Rashi already told us, Lahashba is a sefer. That's the only way to explain the din. Wait a second. Lahashba is a sefer. That means the type of writing that you just did is a kosher writing, because the Rashba holds like Rashi that only Atashkagach Avla is the engine that's driving the Hashbos HaSefer. Curious George, is that enough? So if so, what the Gemara is really saying in that one line of saying, Natle Lekare, the whatever it is, the Dalit, they're removing the back of the Dalit, turning to a Resh. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that is a standard of Ksiva that meets what standard? See, for what areas of Halacha? For what? For Sefer Torah. Because if it wouldn't be kosher for Sefer Torah, then what? Then it wouldn't be Lashmas HaSefer, it wouldn't be Lashmas HaSefer, it wouldn't be Chayvat Shabbos, it's only Yosachas. So the Gemara is saying this is a Sefer Torah Dikar writing. If the Gemara is saying this is a Sefer Torah Dikar writing, now the Rashba wakes up, good morning, asks what Kasha? Hey, wait a second, stop it, throw the penalty marvel down. This is no good for Sefer Torah, you know why? Because it's what? Because it's what? Chakhtaychis. And everybody knows Chakhtaychis is no good for Sefer Torah, like it's no good for Gittin. So freck the Rashba, hey, we got a problem. So Mr. Rashba says, no, this is not Chakhtaychis. Why? To be determined in 3 minutes from now. Why it's not Chakhtaychis? What the Nevi Cheskel just did, this is Ga'inus Shem Ga'inus, Charifus Shem Charifus. When the Rashba asked the Kasha, hey, it's Chakhtaychis, everybody else told the Nevi Cheskel thought what the Rashba's Kasha was, hey, it's Chakhtaychis, why are you Chayv and Shabbos? Assuming that you need Ksiva, not Chakhtaychis, be Chayv and Shabbos. No! The Rashba doesn't hold that way, because we know the Rashba from Roshem doesn't hold that way. And the Beshmul's right. So when the Rashba asked the Kasha, hey, it's Chakhtaychis, he didn't mean it's Chakhtaychis, therefore why are you Chayv and Shabbos? He meant, hey, it's Chakhtochos, therefore the Sefer Torah is possible. If the Sefer Torah is possible, then it's not Hishtav Osachas. If it's not Hishtav Osachas, it's only Osachas. Osachas, you're part of a Shabbos. That's what the Rashba's Kasha was. When you read this Rashba, didn't everyone realize this? I realize this. Now, Imam Mishu was like a Shabbos. He just went back to the Gemara. He literally went back to the Gemara. So now we understand what the Rashba was really asking, at least according to the Chesed's version of the Kasha. So what's the answer? Great Kasha. Now, a good question deserves a good answer. So why is the Nechak Tachis talking about? What's the Nechak Tachis about this? How is the Sefer Torah Kasha? The Ran says it's not, but according to the Rashba, the Sefer Torah is Kasha. How is it Kasha? I chopped away, so how is that Kasha? Who saw the Rashba? Rashba is safe in Rashba. No, nobody read the Rashba. What my mother boy yet? Chakhtaychis. The Ran quotes the Rashba. What is he saying? My mother number 3. Kosmik Dusha Rashba, third line. The Mehashem in the Chagam and Chakhtaychis. She Eidu Ella Kebafri Ben Shnei Oises Dvukas. The Chenki Shinat Lagagos Odal, if a Saresh Eidu Ella Kedio Shinat Lagavia Ois. This is Nish Chakhtaychis, this is Dyo Shinochla Gavi Ois. What is the Rashba saying? It's like Dyo Shinochla Gavi Ois.
The ratio is there. It's an extra little small chicken now you can get
it. Says the Rashba, Chakhtaychis means you cannot create a letter through Chakhtaychis. A letter that was created and subsequently is suffering from a problem. You can alleviate problems to be remachshir in Ost through Chakhtaychis. There's nothing wrong with that. You can be misakin in Ost through Chakhtaychis. You cannot be kosev in Ost through Chakhtaychis. And therefore, says the Rashi, in both of these cases, the Zions were there. Some ninkapoo put a little shmitchik in between. You will happen to be that ninkapoo. You put the, by mistake, you put the ches. You thought it's supposed to be a ches. Your eyes weren't working so well. You thought it's a ches. It's really zaz. You thought it was ch. So you put a thing there, oh my good, what did I do? I just killed those two Zions. No problem, easy come, easy go. I killed the two Zions, and Mechai Mesa with the two Zions, I just chop away the middle. It was two Zions. It was two Zions already. And all came off from it, it's just a thing. It's like, if you have two letters touching, you just chisel away a little bit, it's a big deal. I have a Resh, the Resh is there. By mistake, I continued the Resh a little bit, it got out of the way, and fell out of my pen, and made it back to the Resh, and now it looks like a dollar. Okay, it's possible the way it is, no question. I'll remove the back of it. Chaba Resh. I ischa ta'ala da'ala ta'ala. I would see that Rashba. A alarm bell should go off in your mind. It should go off in your heart when you see this Rashba. What? What did I try it for? Try it for Kosev, I just wrote a letter.
What? What writing do you
do? I just wrote a resh. It used to be a possible dalet. Now it's a resh.
Earlier, he said the very famous Nachman Sofos.
Who said it? Earlier?
Ron quoted the Rashba saying that.
The Rashba said, this is not Chatechus. The reason why Chatechus' letter was there already. I just read the Rashba. I just read it to you again. This is the Rashba talking. The Kosmic Hadishia Rashba. The Bahasha Minachayav Lo Mikri Chatechus. She ain't no elegant mafi bin Shadrim. The Chenk did not legacy of Dal. Ain't no elegant Dio Shinof Lagabiois. It was like Dio that fell on a nose. Yeah, the Rashba just said you could do that. I didn't say you can. Shulchanach, I didn't say you can. But the Rashba. Did I just read this Rashba? Didn't we just read it together? Eino ela kidyosha nafalagabi oisius. What did the Rashba say about the following? I wrote an aleph already, and now some ink fell on. Now it looks like a no problem. Just that's okay. The letter was there already. What's real? What should you really be asking me? By saying you're asking all the wrong questions. You really asked the real question. No. Which one? No. Not the Bialacha in the city. You met the Bialacha from a month ago.
Remember.
Wait. Remember they didn't shukunar carefully. I have a letter written, and some wax fell onto the letter. I can't really tell to see the letter. So what's the din shukunar? What are you allowed to do? Who remembers? Well, in Hilchus Tefillin, Sibin Lama Bezer Chaim, Shukhrach, what does he say you're allowed to do? Just flick off the wax and, you know, scratch away the wax and Shalom Yisrael. So remember, we had a kasha. What did that din seem to indicate? The reason why you're allowed to do that is because fundamentally the letter is basically still there. It's just, we gave a mashal. It's like you have a letter and you put a piece of paper on top of it. The wax is stuck on. That's, come on, that doesn't really matter. It's like, it's no, luckily no more worse than a piece of paper. You're allowed to remove a piece of paper. You're allowed to open up a Sefer Torah, take off the cover of the Sefer Torah and Shabbos. I mean. So Shacharos said the Pharisee of the school, you're allowed to remove the wax. That's what got the ball rolling last month. Hey, wait a second. If the letter's still there, why in the world did the Bach tell me, remember in Hilchos Shabbos, what? Bach says, if you have a letter which has wax on it, the Bach says, if you scratch off the wax, you chai mishum what? Mishum kosim. So we ask the kash. All the Acharim ask the kash. Didn't we talk about this? So we maybe said, the Be'alocha suggested that you're right, the letter's fundamentally still there, it's true. But Nuch Shabbos, you could still be chayav because it's not really legible. It's a tikkun. We kind of, you know, glossed over that. There's a Be'alocha. We talked about this earlier. But in that same din in Shulchan Aruch that says that if wax falls on a letter, no problem, you can just scratch it out. In the same breath, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? If ink falls on the letter, the game's over. Why? Because this pot loves. The game's over. You can't scratch away the ink. It says bottle of ice. Isn't that fly in the face of what this Rashba is saying? Absolutely it does. The Rashba is against what it says. It's not a kasha on the Rashba. The Shulchanach doesn't pass like the Rashba. What we assume the halacha a month and 2 months are going to be a milsn of pshita noy, wax ef shiyodere. Maybe it's mevata, maybe nishkin mevata, yeke pilpul would be halacha, so take the way, chesil, the chesham, she could say, shtil klolis, from today till tomorrow. But Dio is a mevata size. We, in Shulchan Aruch, would never use this lingo. We would never say as our phrase that, like the Rashba had gezocht. Because the Rashba said that, eino elekid yo shlo vagabi os, you know what I would say? But when I say it, the Rashba is like making fun of it. Come on, you put a little back on the rage. What's the big deal? Ain't no one like a Yosha of Gavios. You know what I would say? You're right. It's like Yosha of Gavios. And therefore what? And therefore you're not allowed to remove it. Because if you remove it, what are you doing? You're writing the letter. Because the original letter is not there anymore. So the Rashba's marshal is 100% right. Except this conclusion is 100% wrong. The Rashba, just as the Yosha of Gavios says, Nishchach Teiches, everybody knows that. Because the letter is really there. So too, a little ink in the back of the ratio is also like Diyoshnav Lagavi Ois. 100% is Diyoshnav Lagavi Ois, and that's exactly why you can't remove it. Because by removing it, you're doing Chaktoichas. The Rashba said, it's only called Chaktoichas when you write the letter from scratch. Guess what? Good morning. This is what? This is called what? Letter from scratch. You know why? Because the last Ois is long gone to the dustbin of history. It's this battle of Ois. Once ink falls on, the game's over. The clock stops. It's over. Start the clock over again. Now you're called writing a letter from scratch. So the Rashba, in that line of the Rashba is against everything we said. We were pimpling about wax. Maybe wax here, maybe wax nish, maybe wax here, another. But ink, ink is a double portion from a fatlas ois. The Rashba's ink is not a fatlas ois. Everyone chapped that when you saw this Rashba, that's what should have gone off in your mind. That this is against what we learned 2 months ago. You're right. The answer is you're right. It's not as against.
In other cases, are still a little different. One is where you have, we say we were describing, the beer lachos, so we were saying we were describing where you had a letter of ink, and a blob of ink falls on it. So now it's a spot below. You can't even see the tour of the letter at all. But here, you had a dalet, so you had the tour of the race. The race was completely there. And now you're getting rid of the side part that was sticking out.
So, so look at the Rashba's muscle. Eino ela kidyosh and ochol gabios. The Rashba is trying to be machshir the dalet reish because it's like ink that fell onto an os.
It's like a little bit of ink that fell.
Like a little bit of ink, a lot of ink. How much ink? Because I used to make I have no problem saying we don't pass like the Rashba, but I just want you to appreciate and see this galus and Rashba. But I want you to really appreciate is why the Rashba said it. He had to say this razzle dazzle chiddush take on the whole world, only because why? Not because he thought chach teiches. Is Patron Shabbos. That's not the reason why it says the Bichesda. It's because he knew in his heart and soul this is the Hashmasa Sefer, and he knew the Hashmasa Sefer means a Kosher Sefer, and therefore he had to say this Chiddush Gol Luchas Chakteichus. Nobody else is Meshubat in this Chiddush. Maybe the Hashmasa Sefer is Curious George. I don't know what Hashmasa Sefer means on Meshubat. So again, I want everyone to understand. The goal of today's share was to understand to wrap around the godless from Kashif and Rashba, and to understand the significance of the terrors of Rashba. How it's a loaded chiddush.
How would the Rishon explain the Rashba for the two letters Zions?
So the two Zions is not as bad, but it is still very bad because it looks like a ches now. So that's also this batal ha'os. It's not Zions anymore.
So he's not trying to avoid like
Lahashli.
He's not trying to address.
Right. Correct. So the Tibichez will probably tell you that once the Gemara tells you that we're talking about Lashma Sefer anyway, so now that has to be an independent teretz. You're right. Style of the Gemara would have stopped, but it was ahead, and so Rashba wouldn't have started. You're right. So basically, who's the Bar Plukta of the Rashba in this one? Who's the one who says, what are you talking about? Of course it's Chak Teiches. Who is that clearly? The Ran. When the Ran says the Einikan Raya, he says, what kind of Raya is this? There's no Raya to what the Rashba said. Who else is the more clear, the clear Baplukta? Who's the clear Baplukta? The Rush and Asugya. Let's take a look at the Rush and the 11th of the Ramah comes. The end of the second to last line, the end of the bold lines. I can't see the letter anymore. I mean, I can't tell that it's recognizable. So I had a letter, and now some ink fell onto the letter. It's classic Chakteches. But the Rashba said it's good. The Rashba says, no, it's not. The Rosh in a million years would never say you could scratch off the back of the reish. Never in a million years would say you could cut off the top of the crown, the shmichet and the ches. Forget about it. The Rosh said, "Nafal tipas diolosov as the enemy cares os. It's not recognizable as diolosov. It doesn't look like two zayins. It looks like a ches. It doesn't look like a reish. It looks like a dalet. So it's enemy cares os. The game's over. That's absurd. Your eyes have cut those. So we have the Ran and the Rosh. We're now ganging up against the Rashba. Wait, hang in there. Elijah, you're setting me up. You're setting me up for the next line. So the Rosh is the biggest machshir. The Rosh says, you remove ink from a letter, the game's over. That is chak teiches. And the Rosh says, that's perfectly kosher. It says the Rosh, that is chak teiches der aiso. So the Rosh is the super duper machshir de sugya. The Rashba is screaming in Barcelona, everything's okay, no problem. The Rosh is yelling in Toledo, no, we got a big problem. Too gedoyli. Every Shadim and Sfarad now are fighting it out. You can hear it in the Spanish countryside. The Smachlok is screaming out to us. Is that chach teichas or not? The Rashi says absolutely chach teichas. The Rashi says absolutely chach teichas. But now the Rashi comes around a little bit and says, you know what? Even me, the biggest machmer, I'm going to be making one something. Even a machmer can be making one something. Says the Rashi, I'll tell you what's not chach teichas. This is what I'm going to see to. Let's go now back to the beginning of those last two lines. Vimieshba osios devukos. What if I have two letters that just happen to be touching? Now that's a huge problem. Because the Gemara says Beferish and Menachas Achotes. Anytime you have two letters touching, as if that's what it is, the whole thing is possible to answer. So it's called Mukaf Kvil. How do you know that? We're not sure yet. Well, hopefully to be determined later on. It's Absul Derais called Mukaf Kvil. Okay? Letters got to be totally, completely surrounded by Kvil, like cloth, and parchment. So says the Rosh, what if that's not the case? I wrote Bereshis Bro Lekim, and I realized that the Beis and the Reish are touching a little bit. But each letter is recognizable. I see it's a base, it's a rich. It's touching a little bit. Like Dabir Shemash Leimar, so the Yud is touching the Dalit. A little schmitching, a little mashim, saying, Kechutas, I can barely see it. It's possible in Deraisa. It's not moving through, it's possible mid Deraisa. Can I take a little razor blade and separate between the two? What does the Rosh say? What does he say? That you can do. Yesh Be'esis Dvukos Yochla Hasid Yosh Renem Labdilim. This is not the tipus diosh in of lasechais. What's the difference? What's the difference between separating the base and the resh and separating the tipus diosh, separating the resh from that was a dalit, separating the ches and zayin? What's the difference? The Rosh said it. Nikaris. That was it. And nikaris ois. The Rosh said kozban the osis nikaris, so then the osis is still intact. So then you're not really doing anything. You're not writing a letter. You're removing a psul. What does the Rosh eerily sound like? Who's he eerily sound like now all of a sudden? Whose language is he almost invoking? He's invoking the Rashba's model that as long as you're not really writing a letter, that's okay. You can be machshas evitot to chaktechas. You can't write a letter to chaktechas. But at which point does he disagree with the Rashba? The Rashba took that model, that lingo, that lashon of you're not really writing, you're just removing sulim, and said, oh, well, when you have two zions, it looks like a ches because they're touching, that's also just called removing. That's just called fixing. Oh, when you have a reish that looks like a dal, that's just called fixing. That's called writing. Oh, you have a tipus dio that falls in the letter, that looks like a smudge and a big blob, but that's okay. That's not really called writing. That's called fixing. So the Rosh turns to the Rashi and says, no. Your yisod is right. The application is not correct. The fundamental yisod that the din ha-teir v'chosav, the state in the hail yateira, the kadosh v'chosav, the state in teir shabapeh, the shabeh v'stobek ha-shbrach v'chosav lo v'chokak. The Rosh and the Rashba agree 1,000% to one another. The Kosav Levichoka, that you can't do a Maisik Siva through Chakika, but everybody agrees that if you have a Psul here, and you're just fixing the Psul through a Chak Toichos, that's okay. That's not a problem. That's not called Chak Toichos. I'll give you a Moshe. Sefer writes Sefer, gracious Baruch. He wasn't paying attention, looked pretty good. And he wrote, Bereshiso Baralukim. He wrote an extra part. What's the din of Sefer Torah? It's possible there is. Sefer Torah is either lacking or added left. It's possible there is. No shall about it. He wants to fix it. What does he do? So he takes this razor blade and scrapes out the love. Why is that a joke? You didn't write the Sefer Torah through Chag Teiches. You had a problem. You had a psul menachus. You had a tangential psul called Yitar Esachas, the psul deraisa. You removed that psul through Chag Teiches. So what? That's okay. There's no din v'adam shem rishlei, but you can't fit Sefer Torah through Chag Teiches. The din is you can't write a Sefer Torah through Chag Teiches. So if that's the case, everybody agrees to that yisod. The nuance of Machlokes in the Rashi and the Rosh is, we didn't draw the line. So the Rosh was only comfortable saying two osias that are touching, that's not called, that's the Chag Teiches. And the Rashi said, not only is that true, but even more is true. The Reish Dalas, the Ches and two Zions, the blob of ink, that's all called fixing, not writing. Could somebody even argue with the Rosh? Could someone want to be more Machmen than the Rosh and say, no, wait a second. Even what the Rosh was sanctioning is the problem. You know why? What are you saying? Give me a lomdish terminology. Give me a hakira. What's the nature of the din of mukav gvil, or the lack thereof? could it be that the dinamuk of veal, we don't know where it comes from, because the dinamuk of veal mean that an os that's touching is not, why catch this one?
No,
it's not allowed to be dinamuk. The Hippasif does not call the nurse. And therefore, when you remove, when you scratch, that's not the same as removing the vav. Everyone agreed, Bereishis, so you can remove the vav. Nobody in the world would say that's a problem. But the Rosh is a little shtipel makel. Even in Toledo, there is shtipel makel. He's saying removal of negiyas in the Sefer Torah, creating a veil, that's not called creating a letter. That's not called writing a letter. That's called removing a problem. And the Rashba went 20 steps past the Rosh. One could go one step to the right of the Rosh and say, even the Rosh is not right. If you think that the psalm of veil is not a zaitik, it's not the external psalm, it's part of the definition, that's like halachically in nikaros, even though it is nikaros, but halachically it's like not nikaros. So once the letters touch, it flies. And so we have a major, major issue going on now in our sugya. We have the Rashba who is forced to his chiddush gadol and hilchus kachdeches because of his razzle dazzle shulchan Torah brought to you by Divya Cheskel earlier. The Ran didn't buy into the Rashba, the Rosh Zichron doesn't buy into the Rashba, but the Rashba was willing to concede partially to the Rashba. We have a lot of stuff flying over our site, and we did not finish the story. We barely started out there. We were almost done. Almost almost done. We got a few final touch-ups with the ship tomorrow, and we'll later, and hopefully we'll get started to next week tomorrow. Okay, so we'll stop now. Those, again, there's the Shia Kloli for anyone in the yeshiva at 11, so those who...